One of the best times of year to take photos is in the springtime because there's so much color, there's so much life, there's this sense of renewal. I call this picture resurgence because what was once seemed like a dead branch is now bursting with life, and you get the sense that the earth is renewing itself all over. And last spring, well, this is the first time I've taken pictures with close-up filters. Before this, I think I got those filters, I don't know, maybe in May of 2016-ish. I don't remember. I've never had them for spring before. And so it's been really cool to see the new life and the resurgence of everything in the springtime with close-up filters. And you can see an example of that here. If you go to the blog, I've got this picture of a tiny little rosebud just starting to pop out of a rose bush. I don't know what you call it. This isn't even a rosebud flower, but pretty soon this little red and green thing will be a whole arm on this rosebush with flowers of its own. And I've got a picture taken in my backyard as a comparison shot from, I don't know, a couple years ago. And it's the same thing, this tiny little burst of life on a rose bush. But the picture that I'm featuring this week is so clear and so big. It's focused right on the rose bush itself, or the little red bud. And it's, in my view, it's leaps and bounds better than that earlier one that I took, which you can see on the blog. And to me, it's an example of growth and change for me as a photographer. It's fun to look back at some of the earlier photos I put on Weekly 50, which at the time I thought were pretty awesome. And now I think, wow, that's not great at all. What was I thinking? But you need that. And you need that path of growth. You need that progression. And you also need that element of self-reflection. I think that's essential for any photographer, to look back on your earlier work and see what you did right and what you did wrong and how you can improve. And so that's kind of what I'm doing here. I shot this with my plus 10 filter, which I don't use that often because it gets you so close to the subject that it's almost uncontrollable. I think I shot this at like F8 maybe. And you might think, well, F8, that's not a very, that's a pretty wide depth of field, but it's not when you're shooting at plus 10. So it's been fun to do this, and I'm sure you'll see more of these close-up shots in the coming weeks because it's so fun to go out and take pictures of springtime with these close-up filters. And if you don't have a set of these, get one. They're super cheap, and they're super cool. It can do amazing things for your photography.